Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
THC podcast sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here wherever you are watching and or listening, be that on the Facebook page, the YouTube page, or the good old podcast feed, which going forward probably won't be updated till sometime Monday nightish. So plan on a Monday night listen, Tuesday morning on your way to work listen, instead of being uploaded right after the podcast, because I got to switch my schedule up a little bit to deal with things around here, which unfortunately is going to get worse as time goes by. So fuck me and fuck life. But I forgot to ask you before we started, are we able to do 10? Just because I'm going to have to be getting to sleep earlier and waking up earlier.
Yeah, Sundays shouldn't be a problem doing 10. That's
all right, cool.
Yeah.
Because I know the kids got their shit to do, and they want to fuck around on the internet, and I don't want to fucking be a bother with this shit.
Yeah, but school's starting again soon, so they should be in bed by then anyway.
Might be starting. Might be Halloween all year.
We'll see. Lisa did put some skeletons out in the yard already, so
good.
She's pretty excited about that. But yeah, this it's August 1st, so this is my super busy month. This will probably be the last day off I take for maybe a month. I do have to go down to Corpus this coming weekend to cut some metal, but that's work too.
Yeah.
Just the fucking drive is work, and all that cutting metal is hard work.
Oh, but, yeah. Plus you got to do it outside.
Yeah, grinding all that shit outside, yeah, for sure. And I was in the shop all day yesterday. I meant to just go in for 4 hours, but you know how it gets. You know, I was looking at the clock and said, okay, wait a minute, let me just finish this. And then next thing you know, it's 7:30 in the evening, and it's like, no, okay, fuck it, cut it out. Just get out of here. And it was the hottest day yesterday, so it was, I think it was like 99 for most of the day, you know, and I don't know what the fucking heat index means. People always say, oh, no, well, the heat index is 107.
What it feels like.
What the fuck's that mean? You know, it feels fucking hot.
Yeah. And
there's like a little, like a flea market pretty close to the shop that they just renovated. And, you know, it's one of these Spanish flea markets. And they were having.
You were attracted to it like a moth to a flame.
They were having some fucking pachanga or something out there. And they had bands playing all day. And it's these bands that there's like 16 people in the fucking band, and there's tubas.
Shit. A ska band. I understand.
Yeah, and the guy's just jumping around. Fuck, man. Some Mexicans have the worst taste in music. That shit is just awful. But yeah, that was going on.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had a horrible week. And it's going to be very, very horrible times ahead as well. God damn it. But yeah, I'm a little behind, but that's all right because I got a fat ass. But yeah, I'll catch up and do all that. It's I'm just on, you know, they say going through the motions.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like I'm living a nightmare and it's all fucking hazy and just going through the fucking motions.
Yeah. Are you getting any sleep?
Oh, not much. It's like, you know, you go to sleep and you turn the light off and then everything runs through your fucking head. And like, I think I'm going to be sleeping with the lights on for a while.
Yeah.
And just,
just trying to pass out when you can. Yeah.
Yeah. And my work is just going slow just because I have this, you know, all this negative emotions and feelings and everything in my body. So,
yeah.
If I have to sculpt anything for anybody, it's not going to be awesome, or it's going to be a very.
It's not in it. This is probably, you know, you joke around about like not taking custom work or whatever. Today, let people know this is probably the worst time to ask him for custom work because,
or anything,
it's not going to be the best he could do, you know.
Or if you want like something really sad, like if you want like a really sad fucking mask.
Sad clown face.
Yeah, something. But it'll probably be expensive because I got some other shit to get to. I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. But I mean, money does have to come in and work has to keep going. And it's just, like I said, just going through the fucking motions. It is what it is. Just.
It's unfortunate, man. That's like when things are, even at their worst, the bills don't care.
I know.
Fuck, you know?
And then fucking got home. Everybody got home from the hospital. And then earlier that day, the air conditioning unit went out.
Shit.
So now it's going to be fucking like there was a hole in the coil or something. And the dude was just like, hey, you know, every year you can top it off with Freon or whatever for about $700-800. The new coil will, I mean, but this thing is probably about 12 years old now. In AC units, they last about 10 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, or you could buy another coil, which would be 2000, or you could buy a new unit, not have to worry about it for the 10 or whatever years, and all the parts would be insured or worked on for 10 years. That'd be about 12 to 14,000. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
it's not like just because this big horrible thing happened. It's not like more horrible shit won't, but this is pretty bad. Like, this is probably the worst shit ever. But it's not like more horrible shit isn't going to happen. It's not like, all right, you're going through this, so life's just going to put on a pause on horrible shit happening.
Yeah, like you met your quota and you're done.
Yeah, fuck you. That ain't how it works. Life is a very, very sad, miserable place full of fucking sorrow. Yeah. I'm going to start wearing like all black and eyeliner and nail polish like Kyle and shit. Start sucking dicks. Sorry, Kyle, just a joke.
Hey, whatever puts a smile on your face, man.
You know? How can you have a smile on your face with a dick in your mouth?
I don't know. Try some of these girls are pretty popular. I mean, pretty talented. You know, the things that they've done, the advances in the world of porn are.
No, but I'm saying like physically, like, huh? Oh, shit.
Fuck smiling life. On the inside.
No, my inside is no smiles. Mm. Fuck no.
Well, you know, so maybe you would have smiled more if you'd watched Captain Marvel.
That's the most fucking average down the middle movie there's ever fucking been.
It's fucking lame and it's long. It's got a 2-hour running time, which I guess is short for a Marvel movie. But yeah, it's I don't know what time frame it's supposed to take place in, but the Nick 90s. Fury's still got his eye, and he's just I don't know. It's like he's starting out at S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. I don't know. The Skrulls are there. The Kree.
The Mexicans of the MCU.
Yeah. And I guess they portrayed the Skrulls as good guys in this, you know.
Which just, is...
like fucking oppressed peoples, which is really shitty. I mean, they're supposed to be like a pretty shitty race, just like the Kree. They're both supposed to be just assholes, you know, with each other, with whoever else the fuck.
You think armor, they just didn't want to portray him so fucking stupid?
Maybe. I like that they had little Skrulls, you know, that kind of like are from those early Fantastic Four issues. So that was cool. The Kree armor looked cool, but everything else about it, man, with every one of these movies, every time you punch somebody and they fly against the wall, that takes me out of the whole fucking thing. And that's every...
Well, I mean, it's kind of how it is in the comics.
Yeah, but in the comics, that's fine. You know, that's something different in the comics. But in the movies, it just looks shitty. You know, like costumes look shitty in the movies. You know? And I get how they try to dull down the colors because comics are flashy and shit. And it works on the page, but it doesn't work in the movies. It was a piece of shit. Was Stan Lee alive when they did his cameo, or they digitized?
He was alive.
Well, because it starts out for Stan, you know, and they have
Yeah, but he was alive. I think What's Its Nuts, Spider-Verse was his last one.
All right. Yeah, he's... What the fuck's he... He's reading the script to Mallrats or something, like running his line.
Show enough.
Fucking lame. <That shit. laughs> And this, when this came out, just like Wonder Woman, everybody was saying, oh, this movie's like really empowering for women. You know, it's, yeah, but neither one of them are good.
Neither one of them are women. Well, who am I to say who's a woman?
Right. You know, in this day and age, they, them, it's all good. It's all good.
Whatever you want to do, I don't give a fuck. Just be as happy as you can. Don't hurt anybody.
You, they listeners, you are welcome in this podcast. Not to be on it or anything, but you know, I don't want to hear your opinion on shit.
Oh, man. I used my one Kyle joke quota already.
Did you mark it off your checklist of shit you do on the podcast?
Oh, shit. He knows I'm just fucking around and he's cool, though.
So that sucked. But now maybe in 3 or 4 months, I can watch the second part of the Avengers, whatever the fuck, Endgame,
Annihilation. Infinity War?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 months ago I talked about that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucked too.
It was all right, but I don't know. I don't really give a fuck about anything, Joe. Sorry, guys. This podcast is going to be terrible, and I don't know how good it's going to be going forwards, man. You might get a lot of Joe Solo shows. Fuck. Or Joe.
I didn't read Spider-Man's this week.
It's all right. I didn't. That's why it's just like, hey, can you give me an extra 15 minutes? Because.
Yeah.
You know, I
didn't even think about it today. That's fucking weird. All right. Well, I'll find out.
Did you have a lot of stuff going on in your life that you couldn't read Spider-Man, you fuck?
I just said. Think about it. Can you ever forgive me, Tom?
No. I wasn't gonna fucking watch Hellraiser because, I mean, the name of that fucking, the gimmick that I came up with, it just, it feels cursed me and like I fucked myself and everything's just...
Well, we'll get to that. I wish I hadn't watched it. And I kind of kind of didn't, but we'll get to that. It's strange. Some
people would call it queer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Queer.
It's definitely funny. Did you have a chance to watch anything or?
Yeah, sure did, Joe. Yesterday, I sat in the living room with my mom and she fell asleep and she wanted to watch the premiere of a new Hallmark movie called Love, For Reals. I don't know if it's supposed to be like Love for Real or Love for Real.
But for real or for reals?
I think it was Pharrell.
Okay.
Fake I'm not you. Sure, though. And I watched a couple other fucking Hallmark movies with her this weekend, but this is really the only shit that I remember because it's all just so... I mean, first of all, they're rated G. So you're not going to get shit out of here besides, man, these white people... living fucking good lives and everything works out for them. And I mean, I guess that's why people watch them, just to see fucking happiness in this otherwise miserable existence. So they make a bunch of them that must be making money and all that shit. But I mean, it was what it was. What the fuck am I supposed to say? It was a cheap movie that looks like it was shot in a week. Which it probably was, just so they could pump these fucking things out. Two friends, they're starting up like, what's a clothing shit where they make their own clothes and sell it to fashion designers, something like that. Yeah. They have like a fashion designer business, and one of them wants to go on some fuck. Why does my hat just look crooked and shit? I keep looking at it, and I'm putting it on straight, but in this fucking thing, it looks like I'm hanging out on a corner or some shit. So one of them wants to go on a fucking reality show, and...
A reality show for clothes designing?
No, fuck no. It's like The Bachelor. It's like a ripoff of The fucking Bachelor. There's like, oh, we could wear our shit on there. And say we made it, it'll be like, or say I made it, it'll be like free advertising or what the fuck ever. And the friend who's the partner goes with just for like moral support or whatever. And it ends up, we don't want one of you, we want both of you or nothing. It's like, fuck, I don't want to do this, but I guess it'll help get our name out there. And I mean, the one fucking friend falls in love with the bachelor guy. The other friend falls in love with the producer. They all get married and live happily ever after. And nothing fucking happens horrible to them, I'm sure. And they just live life floating around on unicorns and shit.
Selling their fashion designs.
They're probably making millions of dollars.
Money, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably got air conditioning in their fucking place where they make the shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Good health, other families, and fucking excellent health. Oh, fuck life. God damn it. I'm sorry, guys. This fucking... I'm going to do my best, but it's going to be very, very hard for... I would say forever now. It's going to fucking get fucking hard, and then it's going to get real hard, and then it's going to fucking sting for the rest of my goddamn life. If you guys ever lost someone close to you before, you know that sting feeling, and it fucking sucks. And this is going to be the worst one. I'm sorry I'm bringing it down. I can see it in your fucking face like, you fat-titted idiot, shut the fuck up. But, I mean, what the fuck else can I think about?
You can't. I understand that you'll lose focus. Yeah, we were just talking about that, so on everything you're doing.
And I'm like, glad you can, like, the fucking reflection from the screen is coming off of my glasses, because I was starting to Kevin Smith up a little bit, which is fucked up to say, because that's fucking disrespectful to the situation I'm going through, because that fucking idiot just cries about fucking Star Marvel Wars movies and shit. Yeah. But who knows what he's going through and why he's crying. Like, yeah. There might be some, but I'm just saying this is...
I don't think so, though. I think he just fucking cries for Star Wars.
You know? Yeah, because Marvel fucking pays him.
Yeah. Yeah, they I watched Rogue, which going through my videos again.
The crocodile shit?
Crocodile movie to see what I'm going to keep and what I'm going to fucking toss into the box to sell. And this one I'm keeping. This is a... What the fuck is that label called?
Dimension Extreme.
Dimension Extreme, yeah. And this is the unrated version. I don't know what the fuck the rated version had different. But this movie holds up, you know, fucking giant crocodile movie. That's fucking good enough for me. It's in Australia, which I guess shit like that can happen over there.
It does. Every day.
All the time. You're right. When they're not in the streets protesting against having to wear masks, they're fucking getting eaten up by crocodiles and kangaroos and shit.
And gangaroos?
Gangaroos, yeah. Those are like kangaroos, but it's a bunch of them.
That they wear their hat to the side like I was.
They do, and boxing gloves.
On their feet.
Yeah. Fuck, I wonder if that one's still in the collection. But
what, Kangaroo Jack?
Kangaroo Jack.
Hey, speaking of hot fucking garbage, I got the new wild fucking lost fucking garbage movie coming from Severin. So if you want to watch that and do another watch along, let me know. It's The Masturbating Gunman.
I hadn't heard of that one. So this is their Frankie and his pals for this year?
I think so. Right. I think so.
When's that come out?
It should be here any day.
Okay.
I got the shipping confirmation last week.
So this Rogue movie, I always thought I remembered it being directed by Neil Marshall, which that's not the case. It was directed by the guy who directed Wolf Creek, which I thought sucked. And I've never seen the second one, or I think they made three of them in a TV fucking show on that movie. But this is much, much better than that. You know, I think I watched this one first and then decided to watch Wolf Creek, and probably have never seen another thing this guy's directed. I don't know. I don't want to put on my glasses to see his name or anything. But Rogue is a solid flick. I don't think it's streaming anywhere that I saw. Who fucking knows?
There's like the crocodiles in a cave at one point.
He's got a little hangout, you know, his headquarters.
I think it's the one I'm thinking of, because I can't think of any crocodile or alligator movies I liked. So yeah, I didn't care for this one.
What about that one in the hurricane?
Crawl.
Crawl, yeah. I thought you
heard that one. I didn't really give a shit for that either.
The thing I didn't like about this is how they kill the crocodile. It's just one of those shitty things.
Fuck it to death.
Stick and it runs into it and impales itself. You know, it's like they did that in Snow Beast. You know, you don't want to do this again. Find some other inventive way to kill it. But
well, it was inspired by.
Yeah, they were in a cave, so I guess there wasn't weapons or anything. You know. Stalagmites, stalactites, whatever.
Should have uppercutted it like Mortal Kombat 2 and it got stuck to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold down.
Yeah, I just wrestled it, you know, spin around with it. I did do that.
I like my idea, just fucking it to death.
Fucking crocodiles, they lay eggs, right?
I mean, you can plant some seed in it and find out.
I don't know shit about the sex life of crocodiles, I guess.
Maybe you learn. Maybe you start getting into that shit. Hey, man, all right. Next week you come down, we'll go to fucking Replicon or Replicapalooza or whatever the fuck the shit was called, and we can fucking go to all the tables and be like, hey, can I see your animal? And then they'll pick it up and be like, can you turn it around, please? And we'll just study all their dicks.
Well, you got a swamp right next to your house. We can fucking just go over there and find one.
I mean, if you want to see alligators, I can definitely bring you to a spot where you will 110% see alligators.
Yeah, fuck alligators. They make good movies, though.
Yeah, no, fuck those things, man. They're fucking dinosaurs.
They are.
Why do you want to fuck with a dinosaur?
Fucking scary fucking creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, there's another one that I found on the Redbox channel or some shit called Croc that I'm going to watch probably tomorrow.
It's about shoes.
Yeah, it's about shoes. It's about butter. Did you watch anything else, Tom?
You can't really see it, but I'm wearing a pair right now, but they just don't have the holes in it.
Comfy, are they?
No, it was just kind of wet in the backyard, so I don't get my giant fucking orthopedic medicated socks wet.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Yeah, Joe, I did. Watched another movie with my mom. This one's about a woman, a pretty woman, who happens to be a street-walking whore. Some would call them sex workers. Some would call them, I'm not going to say that because I'm trying not to be mean, because I'm understanding everybody goes through stuff and everyone's a sad person.
So is she actually a street-walking whore, or is she like...
You've never seen Pretty Woman?
No, I haven't.
She is a street-walking, low-class whore.
Okay. Does she have a pimp?
No, yes. His name is Slickback. No, he doesn't. Or Ramrod. You pick. I don't give a fuck. But no, she doesn't. This is the most wholesome family version of a prostitute movie. It's weird. It's a really weird fucking movie. It is about fucking being a hooker and paying for sex. So it's weird that like so many mainstream, you know, just average women, especially of a certain age, like this movie, and that it became so popular. But yeah, it's exactly what I mean. I'm sure you heard Richard Gere pulls the gerbil out of his bloke and then fucking marries a prostitute. That's the fucking movie. It's weird. It's weird that this movie is so popular because it is just about a rich guy falling in love with a hooker and marrying her.
And what, he can't find a date because he's too rich? Or
no, he has an ex-wife who's living in his ex-house with his ex-dog. And lines from the movie. And his ex-girlfriend is living, cleaning her stuff out of his apartment. So he's just hanging out at a very expensive hotel. Like he lost his way or something. So he pulls over on Hollywood Boulevard and asks a hooker for directions.
They know the streets.
Yeah, I guess they do, don't they? Yeah. They didn't have the old GPS and
no, Google they didn't. Maps
and whatnot. That time.
Yeah, probably still using pagers and shit, right?
Oh, shit. 911, 420.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking code.
Mm. Yeah. I can't really say if you haven't seen it, check it out because, I mean, it's not a movie for me. It's just surprising the content and everything, how popular it got. I mean, it's just a cheesy fucking movie.
There's no like, fucking in it or anything, right?
Fuck, dude. This was on, like, basic cable.
Okay, so even if there was, it was cut out?
Yeah, and it's Julia Roberts, so...
Yeah.
It's not like she's fucking spreading open and getting filled up.
There might be, man. There might be an unrated version out there to where she's just taking
Eric Roberts in a wig. Just yeah. Like, meh, it's a living. Stunt cock.
Fucking ridiculous.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, God bless you, Orgasmo. But yeah, I don't know. That's all I got. I read Savage Avengers, the first five, while I was waiting in the old surgery room.
Does Mitch do the interior art in that?
I don't know. I don't, dude. I was not in the mindset to even try and pay attention to this, but what I did gather, it was just whatever. Like, I was, some Egyptian guy, or who knows, some dick fuck in the Savage Land is trying to bring the Marrow God back, which just looks kind of like a Malbolgia-ish looking Venom thing. And Venom's, this isn't continuity with anything. It's just its own thing. And they have Venom trapped in a jar, and they're trying to lure like the most talented people and the greatest warriors to the Savage Land so they can kill them and throw them in a blood pit. And once this is all filled up, the fucking Marrow God will eat it and come to life and all that. So they get like Wolverine, Conan, Elektra, Punisher, Brother Voodoo, and maybe some other motherfuckers. And like, that's the team. And Venom.
Brother Voodoo, is that the guy that was in the back floating around in white, like all in white? So he changed his look entirely.
And like Venom bonds with Conan's sword, which is like, that's not even organic material. What the fuck? So I didn't care for it. I'm going to hopefully return it to Amazon. Well, I mean, Amazon doesn't give a fuck what you return, and they're fucking million, billion, trillionaires. So I don't think, fuck Disney. I don't think they're going to fucking mind me returning this shit after all I'm going through. I think they'd be like, oh, yeah, we understand. You could have your $15 back.
Yeah, they're very.
Thank you.
They're very sympathetic to their customers.
Yeah,
I saw the cover of that when it came out. It's been out for like a year or so, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, I was at some comic shop. Well, shit, it had to have been longer than that because I was in a comic shop. So maybe 2 years ago, flipped through it. I don't know. Conan running around with the fucking superhero type guys. Just, nah, doesn't interest me.
Did I say Wolverine?
Yeah, you said Wolverine. Yeah, but, you know, it's just those worlds should be kept separate. But what the fuck do I know? People are buying it. You bought it. But
I am. But I just needed something to read because I knew I was going to be in the surgery waiting room. Not as long as I thought.
Maybe Chris can send you some stuff.
I've been through enough, and I'm going to be going through fucking more. I don't need. Oh, God damn it.
The only other thing I watched was Day of the Triffids, which we'll talk about a little bit later because it's on my list. Spoiler alert.
So what does Triffid mean? Plant?
Yeah, it's a plant. So, I don't know much about plants, so I don't know if it's a real name for a plant or they just made it up for this movie or what, or the book or whatever.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Just like Spider-Man didn't matter, I guess, because I didn't read it. Can't talk about that. Fuck.
Well, we find out that the clay tablet has a potion. Fucking recipe, I guess you would call it, for a potion is on that tablet that is the Fountain of Ute. So it ends with Silvermane like, ha-ha, I'm a young man. Tune in next week to where he fucking turns into a baby because he fucking drank too much. So, I mean, next week we'll just say, oh, yeah, Silvermane turned into a baby. All right, see you next week. It's like these stories are really nothing. The spider light made an appearance in this fucking issue, so that was probably the highlight. And it was a bunch of who gives a fuck, just like every other fucking issue.
Yeah, they're pretty mediocre how it got to be so popular, a fucking question.
Because they didn't have shit.
Yeah, I guess so. They only showed cartoons on Saturday morning, so.
Yeah. So when you don't have shit, anything is fucking.
Yeah. So, you're having one hell of a summer.
Hey, Joe, why don't you go fuck yourself?
All right. Well, what was this called? Hellworld. Hellraiser 8?
Hellraiser. Fuck Tom.
I 8. Yeah. It's Hellraiser 8.
Hellraiser. We still can't act.
This one, yeah, it's just fucking dumb. It's a piece of shit.
Oh,
it's
really?
Worst
it's a Hellraiser
one
movie?
In the series. It's about a group of friends that are gamers, and they're playing the online Hellraiser RPG or whatever the fuck it is. They don't show you much of the game. They just show you the cube that pops up, and I guess it's easy to solve in the game, too, because everybody solves it. They get an invitation to a party that Lance Henriksen is throwing. Which,
is it really an invitation to a party?
It's a flyer.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just the screen. They printed the screen.
Well, they held up flyers when they got to the party or were going somewhere at some point. But, yeah, they get to the party, and Lance Henriksen, he's real cool because he's wearing an earring, you know. So that just shows you right there that he's cool.
And smoking.
It's not the typical gamer look that anybody has. There's nobody that's fat, nobody ugly. Everybody's like, it's like they're throwing a party for models and shit.
But I mean, it does have that one fucking wiener ass gothic looking chick who probably drank the fuck out of Ball's energy drink.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is one.
Yeah, she's a little odd looking, but still, she should be a lot more odd looking. Yeah. And then everybody's getting killed, like, one by one, like 10 little Indians type shit. And they're quick kills, like fucking Pinhead decapitates somebody.
Which is what Pinhead does, you know. He decapitates people with a meat cleaver.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. He's fucking Leatherface.
Puts him in a little chair and pulls a thing out, some blades. I don't know.
Nice little Saw trap.
Been into him. Yeah, it was very Saw. And then I stopped watching it. I said, I'll fucking finish it tomorrow. Boom, it's no longer on Crackle. All the fucking Hellraiser movies are off Crackle.
It's August.
So, yeah, I guess so. Over. Yeah, I didn't anticipate that. I get online and I find it, but there's a guy translating it into Russian right after somebody talks. So I'm having to hear his fucking dumbass. So I missed a lot of the dialogue, but luckily this is not a heavy dialogue movie where you have to pay attention. Turns out they were never at a party. They were fucking buried alive the whole time. And Lance Henriksen, who was the father of a friend of theirs that killed himself, he's just getting revenge on them. Yeah.
You know what we didn't talk about? It's so fucking dumb. So fucking dumb. This is like a world now where everybody knows what Hellraiser is, or everybody knows about the puzzle box and the Cenobites and shit. One of these fucking idiots is wearing like a Pinhead shirt, and like everybody just knows what fucking Hellraiser shit is now, and it's just part of life, and we're cool with it. We're actively seeking this shit out, just like these are just regular fucking teenagers, quote unquote movie teenagers, and oh yeah, dude, let's go fucking do Hellraiser shit. What? Okay.
It's well, you know, the house that he lived in was designed by Le Marchand. I guess he came to America and fucking designed a house.
A modern this is some Norman Bates architecture.
Yeah.
Terrible dialogue. Every horror movie cliche that you can think of is in this, even if it doesn't belong in what this is a slasher movie. I think we can say this is the first fucking Hellraiser movie that's actually a slasher movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. Well, no shit. It's a fucking Hellraiser movie, you fucking idiot.
Inferno was good. God damn it.
That was the first Jacob's Ladder one?
Yes.
And then they said, oh, shit, well, we're just making the same movie again, so why don't you have the guy that directed the last one come back? Fuck it, let's just make two in a row and just hire the same guy so we don't have to worry about fucking hiring somebody else.
Yeah, and this one was based on a short story that, again, had nothing to do with Hellraiser. They just added the Hellraiser elements into it. Chatterer has been in all the fucking movies, right?
Not all of them.
I see him in just about all of them, so why isn't he bigger? You know,
I don't think he was in the last two.
I don't know. I'm not going to go back and rewatch to verify, but fuck.
Ever.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I think he is the second most popular cinnamon bite.
Yeah, so after it's revealed that they're they've been buried alive the whole time, we go follow fucking Lance Henriksen. He's in a shitty hotel room, even though he's got obviously a lot of money. He opens a puzzle box and they slice him up, doing that typical fucking 90s thing where they slice, slice, and then the body just fucking slides down, you know.
And then the movie ends three more times.
Yeah. What the fuck was that ending with them, with Lance Henriksen in the back of their car? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the worst Hellraiser movie, just because there was some stuff to look at. Like the house, the set design, and fucking, like, that looked cool.
Yeah, the room with all the shit in the jars, that looked all right.
The camera moved because, you know, the director was originally a cinematographer. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, that's just how this fucking British guy says it on a podcast I listen to, fucking cinematographer. It's like, you fucking idiot, even with your accent, that's not how you say it. But yeah, so he was a cinematographer. So, I mean, the camera's moving and everything. So, I mean, that gives you something, but it's stupid, and who gives a fuck? It's like no one could be a Hellraiser franchise fan unless they just stopped at the third one. I'll maybe even give you the fourth one, because that's the fucking one where it's back in time, and the space one, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll give you the first four, but if you say, oh, Hellraiser's my fucking thing, you haven't watched the fucking movies, or you're a fucking asshole. I don't know. You just have bad taste. People say I have bad taste, but I just can't see fucking people saying, oh, yeah, I live for the Hellraiser movies.
It's I don't think they've gone back and rewatched them, you know, because I was a fan of the first one for a long time. But on rewatching it, it's slow. It's just a slow fucking movie and has very little to keep me there. You know, develop an appreciation for the third one just for laughs, because it's funny as shit. But this is the last one with Doug Bradley as Pinhead. And so, like, I think next installment, we got some fat guy playing playing Pinhead.
And usually I'll fucking pick up the movies on physical that we're doing this for.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the last movie that I had, like, on the multi Hellraiser pack. I'll find the other ones online if I can. If not, I might not be talking about Hellraiser next week, Joe.
Well, I'm going to look for it online too, because, like I said, they took them off of Crackle just today. Fuck, I don't even remember what the next one's called, but the next one for sure is the one that they're in Mexico.
Or maybe that was just some big myth that someone on the internet came up with. Yeah. And it fucking got legs.
It stayed in my head, you know. I dreamt that I saw it, maybe. Mm-hmm. Could be. Yeah.
We'll see. Or we won't.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
So I guess we're at the list portion of the show now. So, Tom, you like lists. Not really.
Yeah, I don't really like fucking anything anymore. There would be one thing I would fucking like more than anything, and I am not going to get it. So
this time we're doing our top movies about plants. And I don't know. This was a stupid idea, but I got a list.
I second that.
Yeah. So on my honorable mentions, I have Hot Fuzz because there's a florist in the movie and she gets killed.
Well, I mean, if we could fucking just pick any movie with a fucking flower in it.
Then I've got 2,000 Leagues, 20,000 Leagues. 2,000 Leagues, not that far, I guess. 20,000, that's pretty fucking far. Leagues Under the Sea, because Captain Nemo, he has a fucking garden that he grows water plants and shit. So he and then the crew can eat and stuff.
Oh, god damn it.
Then I have the Nicolas Cage Spike Jones classic adaptation where him and his brother are adapting a book about a rare plant, some kind of orchid or something. Then I have Field of Dreams because it's a cornfield and they play baseball on it. And corn is plants.
It's more like a cornhole because your list is full of shit, you fuck.
Then I have Return of Swamp Thing or Swamp Thing 2 or whatever the fuck you want to call it because he's a plant. He's a plant man. He's a swamp thing made of plants.
Damn, you're doing that Joe Biden speak. He's a plant man.
Yeah, fucking Biden. Hating
that fucking old ass man says fucking man.
Yeah, he has trouble talking. Tom.
Yeah, what the fuck do you want?
Your honorable mentions is what I want.
I wrote down Extract because I guess that was on a fucking list when I looked up plants. I don't even remember writing these movies down, dude.
Okay.
This was before the fuckinging. And then I have Jacko because he's a pumpkin monster.
He is.
And then I have Slash because it's about a farmer that fucking waters his fucking crops with human blood. And I used to fucking like this movie a lot when it first came out. So I'm going to go back and rewatch it and say, Joe, this movie fucking sucks a dick.
Don't go rewatch it. Mm-mm.
And then I have Mr. Majestic because he sells watermelons.
Watermelons, yeah.
And then I have Seed People because they're fucking plant monsters.
They are. Walking around on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah, you would.
I do. Full moon, baby. Full moon. Yeah. Surprised he hasn't put out little figures and shit. At number 10, I have one that's surely on your list somewhere. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Because they're plants.
They're fruits. Fruits. Oh, it's me now. Sorry about that. I have Man-Thing because he's a plant, man.
He is. Fucking Swamp Thing knockoff that came out a day before Swamp Thing. at number 9, I have the short film Treevenge about Christmas trees. It had enough of that shit. It's available to view on YouTube.
I have Idiocracy because they're trying to grow plants.
They are. Oh, 8. At number 8, I have Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Because they're trying to grow rabbits, I understand.
It's leading up to the giant vegetable tournament or some kind of festival that they have in England. I don't know. They do.
Oh, yes. The Great Vegetable Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 8?
Yes.
Godzilla versus Biollante. Because he's a half plant, or she's a half plant monster mixed with like human DNA and shit.
Not to be confused with the smog monster, right?
No, okay. Not to be confused. Biollante is much more fierce looking. It looks more like a crocodilian, as you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. At number 7, I have Day of the Triffids, which is a everybody watches a meteor shower and everybody goes blind and plants start coming out of the ground and like killing people and shit. And the world is fucked. It's a pretty decent older flick. Killer plants.
I have The Halloween Tree because it's a movie about a fucking tree.
Ray Bradbury classic.
Who?
Ray Bradbury.
There you go.
Ray Berenstain Bear.
Ah, Berenstain.
Yeah. At number six, I have Annihilation, and this just came out, what, 3-4 years ago? Really good science fiction flick about plants. Plants from fucking outer space that just fuck things up and are all kinds of weird psychedelic colors and shit. Great movie. I need to watch it again.
Number six, I have Super Troopers. They're trying to get that weed.
They are.
Fucking pricks.
Mm-hmm. Fucking cops think they can get away with anything. And they do. At number five, I have the musical version of Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah. Rick Moranis, rest in peace. Dan Aykroyd, rest in peace.
What?
Yeah, they were in it, I think. They sing. They sing together.
In the shower?
Yes. In that shower scene where they have a little plant there between them and they're singing to it.
You drinking water too?
I am.
Number five, I have Half Baked Weed.
Because they're chasing that weed.
Mm-hmm.
And at number four, I have Creepshow. Because Stephen King is turning into a plant because he got meteor shit on his fingers.
Mm. Number four, I have Killer Tomatoes. Pick one. It doesn't matter.
At number three, I have Invasion of the Body Snatchers because they're pod people, see? They're plants that turn into people and take over their fucking lives.
They're snatchers.
Yeah. Specifically the one from the 70s.
I haven't seen any of them. I know. Shocking. Not really. Number three, Cheech and Chong. Pick one. I don't give a fuck.
Because they're after the weed. Well, they've got the weed.
Nice Dreams is actually about them growing weed. So
it is the truck. The whole truck is made of weed.
It is.
Yeah.
Even the light bulbs for the headlights.
Yeah. Nice Dreams is the ice cream is weed.
Where they're growing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and then Stacy Keach turns into a hair-lipped lizard.
Lizard, yeah. Yeah. I think I'll pass on rewatching those. Any of them.
Fuck yourself, they're great.
No, they're not.
Especially next movie. I just rewatched that one, still holds up. And Born in East L.A., that was pretty good, too. Fucking prick. Number two.
At number two, I have Pan's Labyrinth. Because there's a toad tree that you have to go into to fucking find shit to help you on your way to this fantasy land.
Yeah, if I knew we could just pick any fucking movies with flowers or trees.
What's a plant movie? Those are fucking plants.
Number two, I have Creepshow because Steve McQueen turns into a plant man.
Yeah, he does. He
gets meteor shit, you see. Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. At number one, I have the Vitch because they're planting crops and they don't fucking do shit because they're shitty fucking farmers. But they're trying. They're fucking trying, Tom. That's all we can do. That's all we can do is try.
My number one, I have How High, the Jeffrey Jones classic.
I was cleaning some shit today and I came across that fucking card you gave me for Christmas.
For your pet fucking autographs of Hollywood pedophiles.
Pedophiles of Hollywood. I'll make an album. Shit. We kept it under an hour. It's been a while since we've done that. You guys leave Tom alone. And
I mean, just don't. Well, next week, hey, Joe, we're going to do our top 10 feel-good movies.
Feel-good movies. All right.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm working on the fucking the green fucking skull things, whatever the fuck those ones are called. I mean, I'm like a week behind. I know people have been waiting longer because I had to do the live stream masks soon after I started them. So that took time, but horrible, just horrible family shit that's fucking going on, and it's going to get worse, and then it's going to be very awful. So, I mean, look at all. Can you see the chat, dude? Do you see all those fucking DWN logos? Like, I picked up my phone earlier, and I was just going through the feed, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, everybody's posting this shit like I should be fucking dead. And I appreciate that shit for sure. I mean, that was cool as shit. I showed the person who's fucking got this bad and just, you know, and they were just, oh, that's nice. You know, they were fucking moved and happy by that shit too. But I mean, I saw that shit and started to tear up, and I was just like, God damn.
Well, you got a lot of people on, you know, your support network, even if they don't know what's going on, they don't care. You know, it doesn't matter if they know or not. They just want you to know that they give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Like, I'd never met I wouldn't say motherfuckers, but that's just how I talk. You know, I'd never met these people before. I just fucking make man. Like, that's fucking, like, when we got the news and shit, I was like, all right, well, is this just fucking, like, the world punishing me for making these fucking masks with upside down crosses and shit in the ears? And then it's just like, you know, I know it's a gimmick and rock and roll and shit, but when this stuff happens, everything goes through your head. And just seeing this, it's just like, no, man, everyone's cool. It just is what it is. It's just a gimmick. I mean, when you get shit like this, you just think of fucking everything. So my shit was all fucking fucked up. But just like seeing all this overwhelming shit, it's just like, yeah, man, everything's cool, and it is what it is. It's just fucking, like, dude, you just think of fucking everything. Like, I was just, what am I doing with my life? What the fuck should I be doing with my life? And fucking, I don't know. It's just, it's fucked up 100%. It's fucked up, but I appreciate everyone's fucking support and everything for sure, because it's been very rough, not on me, but definitely on my whole family and who it's fucking going through. It's just very terrible fucking situation. That's really all you can say. So hey, I'm not going to Astronomicon after all.
Yeah, I kind of figured you weren't going to be doing much traveling.
So, yeah, sorry about that, not going. But I think I'll be at Frightmare. I think. If not, Joe will be selling masks.
Yeah, if not, you send your shit to me and we'll make it work.
Yeah, I really don't even have a lot, so we'll just have to play it by ear and see what happens.
Yeah, or I can get Roop to sit there at your table, but you're right behind me anyway, so
I appreciate it for sure. And I appreciate everybody else. I don't know what to say. I'm just thinking it sounds fucked up what I was saying earlier about like questioning if I should still be making these fucking masks and stuff.
No, that's but just, I mean, you know, that's just your psyche right now. You're going to fucking, like you said, think of everything and you're going to, you know, even though it makes no fucking sense, I'm sure you got like a lot of guilt going on too that, you know, that it's nonsensical, but your brain can't help but throw this shit in, at you, you know?
No, yeah.
Like you're psychologically punishing yourself, which, you know, I can tell you all day, you know, man, don't do that. But
yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, like I said, like you've seen, man, you get a lot of people on your side that are willing to do whatever, you know?
Oh yeah. Whatever. Those mouths ready.
Yeah. They should. They should. I mean, I get lockjaw all the time, so it's not.
Hey, can you smile with it in there?
Yeah. Have a contest.
All right. Who's down for an old fashioned hot dog eating contest? Not I. If you want, head on over to dwnproductions.net and pick up a copy of Fisted. I got to place an order for some more DVDs soon. So don't get anything else. Race War, that's out of stock and out of print. So I don't have it off the website, but don't buy that. If you want to buy something, just buy a copy of Fisted because I'm backed up right now. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, so I don't want to say, hey, buy something for Halloween if you want to get those Halloween orders in. I don't fucking know. I'm supposed to be getting married on Halloween, too, so that's also going to jam things up for October. I don't fucking know. Do whatever the fuck you guys want. Be happy. Spend time with your fucking loved ones while you can. I know that's cliche as fuck. But people say this stuff for a reason, to try and help people out before it's fucking too late. Mm-hmm. And then when shit like this happens to you, you're just like, oh yeah, maybe I should have took that advice and stuff like that. So people say that shit for a reason. Hug your parents, hug your siblings, family, all that shit. Just try and be happy, I guess, as long as your happiness doesn't hurt anybody. But yeah, smoke, drink, do whatever the fuck you want. You never know what else is going to happen. Just don't injure anybody else with it, I guess. I don't know. I'm just fucking rambling, and I'm going to go and fucking sit in a room with a light off and try and fucking sleep. Not going to happen. Joe?
FastCustomShirts.com. You can go over there and get some shirts if you want. I'm loaded up with work. Nothing shipping quick, but I'll get to it eventually.
I think this was a really good episode. Hey, everybody. Thanks again. I appreciate it. Maybe in time I'll be able to... I mean, probably not. I mean, I don't think fucking me talking about this shit that's just like streaming to YouTube, some dickhead's gonna look for a Hellraiser review and then hear my fucking horrible sob story. And they don't want shit to. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. Just know it's fucked up and. I'm yammering. All right. Hey, thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this big pile of pig shit. And hopefully I'll be able to come back next week and do this. If not, Joe can do it and whatever, whatever. Okay. Hey, boy gob. Yeah, I want to end it. Fuck you, boy gob.